Have you or anybody you ever knew built a life-sized playhouse for a 3-year-old daughter where everything in the house fits her perfectly? So life-sized means it's her life. It fits. She can walk through the front door. She can stand in a few small rooms. She has a kitchen with everything that is created to her size. Tiny play sink, tiny dishes, tiny chairs. The only drawback? Dad can't really fit through the front door. Of course, he made the house for his little girl, so what's important is that she can get into it. Mind you, he loves her very much, and he would love to be in that little house to spend time with her if he could, but it was out of love that he designed it just for her. So there's no lack of love that's keeping Dad out of that playhouse. It's just the physicality of the situation. He can't fit through the door. It's just the opposite with the scenario Jesus paints for his listeners in the gospel today. It's the lack of love, not physical dimensions, that keeps them out of the Heavenly Master's household. Somebody in the crowd asked Jesus, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" Jesus responds with, "Strive to enter the narrow door." In that case, getting through the door has everything to do with love. Or you might say holiness and love. The father who loves his little girl so much, he made her a playhouse that fits her perfectly, can't get through the door of that playhouse because of physical dimensions. But that's okay, because there's no lack of love in that scenario. The people who can't fit through the narrow door to get into heaven is a different story. In that case, it's all about love. Heaven's door is not a door that has anything to do with the physical attributes of a person, the physical dimensions. It's not about external rules or measurements. Heaven's door has everything to do with the character of the person, the virtue, the holiness. Sum it all up in the word love. Love for God, love for neighbor. Getting through the door into heaven's banquet requires that you and I be shaped by Jesus' own love, sized by Jesus' own love. If holy love is lacking, a person cannot get through that heavenly entrance, not because of physical size, but because there is not the requisite likeness to God's own character. We wouldn't fit into heaven. And truth be told, a person not transformed into love would not even be able to enjoy heaven. We could not even appreciate heaven if we were not transformed into the likeness of divine love. Another way Jesus says it, God will not recognize us. That's another way of putting it. So Jesus says that the master of the household will say to those knocking at the door, "I do not know where you are from." That means they are not from divine love. Divine love has not been their motivation, guiding them day to day from place to place. They are not coming from a place of divine love, so the master who is divine love does not recognize them. It's a beacon call for you and me to give ourselves to the plan of divine love. It's a beacon call to get to confession for anything major we have done throughout life against the divine plan of love for us. Confess grave sins, which always deform us, misshape us, and make us less fitting for heaven. Allow Jesus to be our master every day, as we choose only what we believe he would desire. Then we can be sure that divine love is motivating us, is shaping us, molding us to become what God wants us to be. We will then come from divine love and be recognized by the divine master of the household of heaven. Our Savior and Lord of divine love is here in the Eucharist for us. Let's beg him to motivate every step we take as a result of encountering him today.